Blog Talk Radio.
Cut the mic. Welcome to another edition of The Outsiders. I'm Hills the Best, and I have one of our special stables on the show. We have DJ M. DJ M, how you doing today?
Doing all right. Thank you for having me.
That's wonderful. He's a regular here on The Outsiders. And without any further introduction, he asked me, and he had his PR guys send in a letter. We have the Super Bowl champ, and he wants it to be known that he hasn't lost the game in over a year, and it doesn't plan on stopping now. Your champion, upper echelon.
The champ is here.
KT. How you doing, champ? Champ.
I'm doing pretty good. Just got out of another tough division matchup with my good old pal, Carlos Santana.
And how did that feel for the Panthers, the Super Bowl champ?
We just cruising along. That's all we can say.
So you're easy now. You're just cruising in your city in the 6-4.
Thank
it's
you.
Just easy work.
We waiting to see them Diablos. He's been on the line talking.
Sound bites. We want sound bites. Keep them coming.
We wait for the new the Diablos to come into town.
Wow. Let's go ahead and jump right on into that, KT. As I look at your schedule is very, even though you won your division, it looks very light. You have Smooth coming up next. You want to touch on Smooth real quick before we go on? Is there anything, you know, last time y'all played, he tapped out a little quick. Is you anticipating anything different in this second time around?
No, because what I realized is it's like father like son. I didn't know that his daddy liked to tap out too, but I guess it runs in the family.
Wow. KT is not holding no punches back these days.
I think it runs in the family. So I won't be surprised if he tap out first quarter. But I got to hand it to him. At least he stuck around for these whoopings instead of running.
Exactly. So,
I
got
that
man.
I must say, I heard DJ Young put them paws on that man when he had some bears and he couldn't handle it no more.
No comment. But what you heard is not a lie. But no comment.
Exactly. Let's get back into it. We're running into your schedule. You got Eagles, Saints, Falcons again. Clemmy, who has fell off the boat right now. Redskins are a disaster right now. Can't score, can't stop anybody. They might be threatening Fred's 0-16 record. Then you have Mr. Williams.
Wait. I'm sorry I have to cut you off. But
no,
I can't let you continue without me talking about that crap up in Seattle.
Wow.
If I ever knew trash, would I see that man? That's well up.
Wow. He's currently 0-2. Are you surprised by this 0-2 start from Trap?
No. Because you know what happens? You know what shit does? It stinks. And that's what he is.
Wow. DJ, you got any questions?
I just want to see. I want to know how what happened. You and Trap were both top of the NFC, and you seem to be maintaining, but he's not. Can you give any insight to what you think's going on in Seattle?
Nothing's been going on in Seattle. It's just that the flaw is starting to show up. His true color is starting to come out.
So there's always been kinks in armor.
He's always been a pretender. But talk like he was a contender. Mm.
Oh. That's some harsh words. Yeah,
very harsh words.
I can relate to that. We have guys that can contend and pretend. Speaking of that, we're going to your Super Bowl foe. And that was the New England Patriots, that he surprised the entire league by making a run to the Super Bowl. During that run, he did a couple of infractions, resulting in a couple of games suspension. He started 0-2 and lost the day. So he's starting out 0-3 with Ty, as you know how they go back and forth, KC. He could be possibly 0-4, and he still has the Ravens, Colts, Titans left on his schedule. Bills, once again, Chiefs made the playoffs last season. What do you see for the Patriots? How do you feel about your Super Bowl opponent and his slow start?
I'm going to say, I was really surprised to see that he got there. I must say, as far as him being my opponent, you might as well shift the rings to my house the moment he won conference championship. Because there was no shout or doubt in my mind that I was not going home with the ring on my finger. But like I said before, no. I'm here to entertain. I'm here to put on the show.
So,
people don't want to see
the ball. I agree. We have record numbers in your Super Bowl matchup, and if guys want to check it, it's on Madden page, Kendall KT page. Excuse me, it's on his website. It's one of his instant classes. Now, KT, you have beat him 55-17 in your previous matchup. So you're basically telling us that you left the foot off the gas just a little bit to let him feel like he had a little food, do a little dog, act like they got a little food dangling in their face and snatch it away. Is that what you were doing, the little snake and bait move?
My sponsors always call me before every Super Bowl and tell me, don't blow this fool up. You got millions. We need viewers. Viewers stay and watch when the game is tight. I'm going to say the record was 20-plus viewers when I played you in the Super Bowl many seasons ago. I said records worldwide. You don't get them many followers when it comes to ass whoopings that I've been laying down. I'm must-see TV.
Wow. That is your nickname. You're almost like Rob Van Dam, the whole effing show. What do you have to say? DJ M.
As far as
Oh, what do I have to say?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, hats off to KT. He's making a run like I made last year in that other league. He really is, and my hat's off to him. I think I closed the gap, but I haven't gotten there yet. So hats off to him. That's all I can say. Respect. He hadn't lost. He took a Sam loss. That's it. That probably hurt. I mean, nobody beat him last year. I give the man his due.
Yeah.
As much as I hate him, I give the man his due.
I'm going to say it's always fun playing DJM. He brings out the best in my team and in my coaching ability. We actually wake up in the morning and eat breakfast before we go and see DJM coach team.
Hey, we go ahead. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, DJ.
We, that last game, I made you call some plays. You went deep into the playbook. I was jumping on them. It was a good game. You made some plays at the end. It was a good game, though.
It always come down to that.
Yeah.
It's always 2 and 3 plays that define our game.
Yep.
A fumble here. A took pass here. The wrong route here. Missing wide open players here. Always one route, one play, one bad decision determines if you win or lose.
That's it. But I'm focusing on this division first, and then first I'm focused on the Jets. We're playing at 4:30 tomorrow, so one game at a time. Go ahead, Mr. Hills.
Oh no, that's fine. I just want to interrupt this love fest that you two have taken over the outsiders. This is not what this program is about. So I'm gonna dive right into it. Casey, you're 19 in a row. You have won. We're looking at your schedule. I see a lot of W's that's gonna mount up. Then you finally face UPT, the Diablos. You have to go. They're coming to Charlotte week 11 in primetime. You're looking forward to that matchup. So that can go either way. But let's dive right into your last three games. Week 15, you go to Baltimore. Week 16, you go to Green Bay. And then you host Cleveland. Are those games, are those the type of games you'd rather have going towards the playoff, week 15, week 16, week 17 versus Gold, DJ, and Archer, some of the best guys in the league? Would you rather have those type of games late in the season?
Yes, because you need to master and perfect your offense and your defense going to the playoffs. At that point of the season, I'll be fine-tuning the playbook. Actually, I might be resting players coming into those weeks. I might just try to see what these guys got in hand to see what's going on. Because usually by then, my division's already won. So we'll see what happens.
So you're telling us right now on the show, point blank, that there's no chance that UPT can close that gap in the AFC South that you have dominated the past three seasons, the first three seasons. There's no way that UPT has closed that gap. Because he made the playoffs last season. There's no way that the Diablos, who are 3-0, have closed that gap.
Unless he's coming on to my team and coaching my players, he has no chance.
Wow. So it's no chance. So it goes back to the old avatar.
And I would like, as you as commissioner, tell this fool to quit dealing with me, ask him how can he beat me. Because he'll never find out the trick.
So it does go down in the DMs. Okay.
Yes, it does.
It does. Now, KT, it's one of the big moves that was made in the offseason. And if you're just now joining us with the Outsiders, I'm here with my good friends, DJM, and the Super Bowl, reigning Super Bowl champ, 19-game winning streak, Mr. KT. We're interviewing him as he's getting his due that he has earned in his league, appearing in two Super Bowls. Probably would have been all the Super Bowls if we'd have been playing them. But that's nor here nor there. KT, you traded Cam Newton in offseason. There's a lot of rumors going out, and I just want you to you're a guy that doesn't dodge or duck any questions. That's why we bring you on to these type of shows. Now, there's a nasty rumor that's being spread around the NFL that Cam Newton and your star receiver, Kadorn Sutton, we just call him Mr. Sutton, 89 Sutton.
Mr. Sutton.
We call him that. Cam, we had Tavon Austin, we had a lot of other guys that was on that list, that nasty list of failing drug tests, and it was hidden. Is there anything you want to comment? Is that the reason why Cam Newton is out of Charlotte, to try to cover it up to say we'll move on from guys like that? Is Sutton next? What is the thought process behind all this? Is the allegations true? Can you just elaborate on any of that real quick?
When all losers have to say, do is talk, because they ain't winning. All they can do is talk, because they ain't doing nothing else. The wheels, the tracks of the world, what else can they do? What else do they got? Nothing. But they want. Because I take everything else. They pride, they soul, and they woman.
All right, Mr. Thomas. I got another question for you. When you signed Kaepernick, was that like your future? Did you say, I'm going with him, I'm running with him for this whole season, and that's my plan?
When I signed Kaepernick, I felt we needed to change.
Why did you need to change, though, KT?
I felt we needed another challenge. I felt as a coach, I needed to make another challenge when it came to getting to the top. I feel like as a coach, I can build any QB to make him great, to make him an MVP, to make him a Super Bowl champion. And Cap came to my office one day, said, Coach, I'm your man. People give up on Cap, not me. I told Cap I can help him. And help him, I will, and help him, I am doing. Because some of his clothes ain't there yet, but we getting there.
Wow. That's a powerful speech. Guys, keep your quarterback away from KT. Yeah, exactly. Keep your quarterback away from KT. That's motivating in itself. And we're looking at cap numbers. He went from having 18 touchdowns to 18 interceptions in 2016, his last season start. He's already got 10 touchdowns under your watch. KT, you have a history of developing quarterbacks that guys have written off, the Terrell Pryor of the world. Now the Colin Kaepernick. Even Cam Newton was scrutinized before this match. KT, what is it that you have? Is it that Space Jam magic goo that you're giving these quarterbacks? What is it that you get these guys playing besides that wonderful motivational speech that you just gave? What do you do for these guys? Because their confidence is up. They're playing good football. Cap looks like an MVP candidate right now.
I'm running my strips early. If I know that you can't make that throw, I won't throw that throw. I won't make that pass. I don't put them in any situation I don't think they can handle. And that's what you're supposed to do when you're dealing with
new
QBs, young QBs. If I need to dink a dunk to get down the field because I know he's his arm not strong enough, his accuracy not strong enough, that's what I do. And I'm a master play caller, and I know that I can get the job done by doing that.
DJM, I'm impressed. I mean,
I'm very impressed. That's an insightful speech from KT. I'm going to try to take those little nuggets and we're going to show some film to our guys. I mean, not to come back to me, but we're going to show a little film to our guys and see what Cap can do. And maybe we can see what KT's going to do with Cap based on what he can do. But that's neither here nor there. I'm just thinking aloud right now. But that was impassioned speech. Very good stuff.
Now, KT, we also seen that you're resurrecting careers. We see that you're bringing DRC in. 32-year-old guy. A lot of people said he was over the hill. You brought him into your stable. Chris Clemens, you still got him on your team. You're bringing old veteran guys. Is it you like the veteran presence? What is it that you're so enamored with guys that other guys have written off and thrown away and put them in foul 13? What is it about those type of guys?
No guys are veterans on the field, just like you said. That veteran leadership for some of the young guys to be able to handle.
KT, I want to hold on real quick. I think UPT has called to confront you. This should be very entertaining. I see a guy from the 504 area code. Let's see if it's him. Caller, is this UPT?
Yes, it is.
Wow. UPT has came on the show to face KT. DJM, I got goosebumps right now.
Man, let me tell you. KT a hell of a coach, man. I can't take nothing from the man. Every time we square up in any league, it's always a problem facing him. You know what I mean? He's one of the elite users. I can't take any credit from him. What I can tell you is I'm going to be a problem. I'm going to be a problem this year. No matter what you do, I'm going to be on you. I can't use bad language, but you know what I mean.
You can use it on the show if you want to, man.
At the end of the day, you're great, but I'm better. Let's go.
Ooh. Okay. That's what I like
DJM.
To hear.
Yes, sir.
Do you hear this? Do you hear this on the outside? Can you believe we have KT and UPC on the show? It's a lot of teams.
This is what makes it great. We need more guys like this calling in. Let's get it going.
Casey, we're not going to let you not get a chance. You're the champ. What do you say about that challenger that came in and smacked you all in your face?
Everybody got sudden in the day until they get hit in the mouth.
Mike Tyson. So the Mike Tyson series. Now, Casey, let me ask you a quick question, and we're going to have UPC respond to that. KT, is it any chance that your players is – they're 19-0, and no one has beat them 19 consecutive games, and they won a Super Bowl. Is it a chance that they should just be like, we don't care anymore, and UPT can slide in and take over the NFC South division?
That's another reason for the veterans. The veterans that wasn't here last year are thirsty for a championship. as long as Cap is back there at QB, he has no chance.
Well,
no chance.
UPT, how do you want to respond to that?
Well, at the end of the day, it's any given Sunday, man. You know, at the end of the day, that's how I see every game. You know, I go in every game with high expectations. I look to have a great game. I look to coach them up. I have the great prep talks with all my great players before we get on the field. We know what we're facing every week. We know greatness coming. We just have something to prove. You know, we're a young team. Jameis Winston coming to his own, the zone, you know. Things going to change for us. You know, right now, we got us a running game going. Our defense playing, lockdown defense. I mean, we just going crazy on this field right now. He's going to have a problem regardless of what he's telling himself and his team. He got to still line up between the numbers. So we're going to see how it's going to go.
Wow. Okay.
UPT, I want to ask you a quick question. A lot of fans in Tampa have been, they have called me and DJ on a countless time since you left Tampa. We're trying to get another franchise to move to Tampa. It's very sad how you left. Shades of Baltimore, leaving the city of Baltimore to Indianapolis overnight. Why did you leave not only Tampa, but the United States of America? Why did you go to Mexico to take your franchise quarterback, Jameis Winston, Mike Evans, Jerome McCoy? Why did you take them and break the hearts of the people in Tampa?
Man, when it's a business, man, feelings are secondary, man. At the end of the day, Tampa was bad blood. You know, the fans were great. You know, don't get me wrong, but at the end of the day, it was a business move. We wanted to expand the NFL to international qualities, and we wanted to do big things for the people in Mexico. You know what I mean? It's a bigger fan base. There's a lot more money. We're trying to make something happen. I'm a new owner. You know, we started low. We in the negative. We're trying to build something. We're trying to sell concessions. You know what I mean? Buy these nachos, baby. Hmm.
But that, now, UPC, that, with that being said, Prayers is one guy. He is from Tampa, and he's one of those guys that's angry that the league has ended up in Tampa. What is it that you would like to say to the Prayers and other folks of Tampa? What would you like to say? Would you like to give them a personal thank you? Is it anything you would like to say to them right now? That's why Prez is not on the show. He's still boycotting. He's abandoning the show and jobs until we get another team in Tampa. Anything you would like to say, UPC?
Man, look, at the end of the day, like I said, it's not a personal thing. It's a business mindset, man. I'm trying to make moves. We wanted to get all that old, you know, that old folklore, the stuff that was going on in Tampa, out of Tampa. We have a young team. My quarterback has to be confident in what we're doing. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the boos and things that was coming, they didn't even want Jameis in Tampa. You know, they wanted Mariota. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, hey, at the end of the day, hey, you know, it's a business. That's all I got.
Wow. I got one question for you. There have been rumors that El Chapo helped purchase the team and move into Mexico. Is that true? Or can you speak on that?
Yes, this is very true. El Chapo is the financial guru of the Diablos. That he named the team and everything. I had to give it to him. He funded the money, and we rolling with him. El Chapo, baby.
Okay. Okay.
Wow.
I got good sources.
So we see. It's a problem that Upper Echelon is. We're going to step away from that in UPT. We'll definitely have to not talk about that on a different show off air. Just keep our sponsors alive and well.
Right.
KT call was dropped. He had something important to do.
He
screwed the show, basically. UPT, since we do have you on the show, you're 3-0. You're in Mexico City. You got all the mamacitas down there. You're trying to be more bilingual. Everything is going well right now. You're 3-0. What will it take for you to sustain that success? And we want to first congratulate you, as we did put it in the group last season, but we want to say this to you while you're on the show. You've done a one heck of a job to build that Tampa franchise.
Oh, yeah.
First two owners was very tough sledding. They left you in a mess, not much talent there in Tampa. And now, like you say, you're rebuilding, you changed the culture, and you changed the location. You changed everything, literally, the jerseys, the city, the last name. I mean, you got a crazy a logo now. Everything has changed about the UPC. So first, I want to congratulate you on just turning a mess of a franchise into a winner. So I just want to give you that prop. But now, let's back to business. Out of your first 6 games, 5 of them are on the road. Do you think the NFL had a little want to slap you in your face, a little stick to you, saying, well, you want to take your franchise out of America, we'll make you play most of your first 6 games in America? How do you feel about that, UPT?
Well, first of all, thank you for the congratulations, man. I appreciate it, man. But our work not done, man. We just getting started over here. Man, we here for the long run. At the end of the day, you know, I was the owner of the Saints. Some things came up. I was in the move. Then I came back to the league to become a Buck. I am not a Bucks fan, so we had to get out of there. I'm a New Orleans Saints fan to the end. So at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, that was the reason we really made that move. We just don't like talent because I felt like Jameis was one of the reasons I really wanted to be a owner of that team. So at the end of the day, man, we got a lot more coming, man. We're going to keep focusing. And the way to get past all the tough players and the tough coaches on this game is just to out-coach them, man. You just got to out-coach them. You got to play. They're expecting to win as soon as they see my team on the list. They're like, that's a win. You can't count me out. Don't ever count me out. Ever. Okay.
That mentality. So, DJM, you got one more question for UPT before we end this segment.
I mean, it's just piggybacking on what you said. It's not really a question. It's just, like, you really took – there are a lot of guys in the league who have a lot better teams. And you took a bad team and went to the playoffs with them, and that's to be commended because we got guys with good teams who don't even play the games. So, I just want to say, you know, thank you for playing your games and thank you for – being committed to the league. And that's the last you'll hear sappy DJM.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah, man. At the end of the day, I know everybody going to come at me with everything, with guns blazing. So we shoot back, you know? That's all.
You got my attention last year when we played.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one. Because at the end of the day, after that, I listened into the show and I was considered a pretender. That really struck a nerve a little bit, you know. I have a little passion with that. I didn't like that. But at the end of the day, I mean, everybody, you know, entitled to their own opinion. But this year, as you can see, we starting off strong. We're going to finish strong. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. You have the right attitude about upper echelon. We are happy to have you in the lead. Thank you for calling UPT. And once you get off, accept that trade. Accept that trade, my brother, because I already don't think it's deep.
Hey, that's a big trade, man. I'm telling you. That's a great
play.
You're going to love the young man. All right, fellas. Have a good
exactly.
one.
Exactly. All right, man. Thank you. DJ and we all had a wonderful show. We have around 1 minute left. Anything you want to say to the league? Is anything you want, a point you want to get across real quickly?
No, man. Everything seems to be rolling smoothly. Like, everybody just gets your games played. And sometimes if my little hitter's – you can't be my little hitters. Don't think you can come at me. Go right ahead, Hills.
Well, exactly. I just want to echo, not the last part, but like you said, get your games in. We got a great lead. I think we have a great core of guys. We're still one owner short of becoming a full lead, but I think this could be our best group of guys, and I think this group of guys will stay with us until the duration of Madden's 16. Guys, get your games played. We will keep your eyes open on GroupMe. We will have maybe an update of some rules. Things will be changing maybe. Just keep your eye on the group. You might not, you know, listen to it every or look at it every day. We'll check your eyes out, and we'll send you any messages to your phone. Once again, we just want to really thank you for being a part of Upper Echelon. Thank DJM for coming in. He is not a cheap guest. And he's starting to give us a little discounts. Maybe it's 2016. We don't know what it is. We appreciate you joining our show today, though, DJ and Matt.
I appreciate being here.
Exactly. On that note, it's all about the UE. Get your games played, and we're out.
We're out.